Soundstripe.
I can't accept the loss, I'm hard-headed. There's a little bit of madness to my method. Many falling off that fine line that I'm treading. I risk anything to be great, and I'm not letting nobody rob me of my...
Hello, welcome to Takeoffs and Touchdowns, Machinist Talking Football. This is episode number 5, week 5 of the 2023-2024 NFL season. I'm Kevin, and I'm here with Keith and Wade. How you guys doing?
Doing good, Kev. It's been a busy week for me. Finished up WSRC for my airports and CEQ group. Held votes for the 455 shift cycle implementation and maintenance and GSE. Yeah, and excited to get into this week's episode and see some more NFL football this weekend.
That's great. How about you, Keith?
I'm doing good, Kev. Battling a bit of a cold, trying to push through. But yeah, things are good. What about you?
It's been busy. I was up, I spent the week up at Edmonton last week. We were doing some contract negotiations with one of our groups up there. Happy to say we got a tentative agreement with some gains, you know, that'll ultimately result in more money in our members' pockets. So we're looking to roll that out a little bit later this week with a vote early next week. And hopefully we'll get a good turnout and response, and we'll get that money in those people's pockets as soon as possible.
Congratulations. You always do an excellent job representing the members there, Kev. Yeah, congratulations, and congratulations to those members. Great work.
Thanks, brother. Much appreciated. Well, I know how I did this week so far. I'm 2-1. Currently, the Seattle Giants game is ongoing. I believe I'll cover that, so I should go 3-1 this week. How about you guys?
Well, I finally posted a winning week. I went 3-1, which brings my overall season total to a respectable 7-9. How about you, Keith?
I was 3-1 as well. I kind of got robbed by the Bears. I thought I was going 4-0 and I could come on here and brag for 15 minutes, but there was some questionable coaching decisions there in the last couple of minutes, and you know, in the 2-minute drill. And they went for it on fourth down. They went for it to get 1 yard, and unfortunately they didn't do it. Russell Wilson marched the ball down the field and they kicked the game-winning field goal. Either way, 3-1 gets me to 13-3 on the season. I know that our guest, Frank, from last week, he was 2-2, which gets our guests overall to 8-8 for the season. So congratulations to our guests. They have a pretty decent record.
Yeah, and speaking about our past guests, I want to give a shout-out to Local Lodge 1681 president, LJ Camponi. As you all heard on that podcast, LJ is a big Packers fan. I'm a huge Lions fan. We've been talking a lot of junk to each other over the past 15 years that I've known LJ. And I'm happy to say that the last 2 years here, I've had the better of, for lack of better term, talking with him. And I'm happy to say that I kept rubbing it in his nose this week. So LJ, go Lions.
Yeah, the Lions have actually owned the Packers here over the last couple of seasons. It must feel pretty good, Kev. Good stuff there.
I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
Keep up to date with what's coming up and look at our year-to-date record. Be sure to like our Takeoffs and Touchdowns Facebook page. I hope you enjoy this episode, and let's get straight into it. We're also running a pool through Office Pools, and we'll be donating a portion of the proceeds to the Guide Dogs of America. We wanted to put our NFL knowledge to the test. Each week, we'll be picking games on a rotation. And this week, Kevin will have the first group of games, followed by Keith, and I will be closing out the slate.
Well, I've got 5 games this week. First one up is Chicago at Washington. Currently, Washington favored by 6.5. What can we say about Chicago? I mean, listen, they showed some life this week against Denver, but ultimately ended up falling flat on their face, allowing 24 unanswered points and losing the game to Denver, as Keith was kind of talking about there earlier. You know, is Chicago playing to the – are they game planning to the strength of Justin Fields? I don't believe they are. I think that right now that's their downfall. I think they need to play to his strengths, a little bit more of the run-pass option. But it's dismal for them right now. They're obviously rated the 32nd worst team in the league, right in front of or right behind Carolina. So, but Washington, you know, Washington showed some life in their game. Their defense, you know, they're holding their own. They held their own against the NFC champs, Philadelphia Eagles, this week. You know, and I expect Ron Rivera to have his team ready and going. I can't see Chicago pulling this out. I'm going to take Washington to cover the 6.5 spread. The second game I got this week is Jackson at Buffalo. Currently Buffalo favored by 5.5. What can we really say about Jacksonville? You know, they were only able to put up 23 points against Atlanta. You know, Atlanta is one of those teams that I think are starting to show their true colors through the last couple of weeks. You know, I find it alarming that B.J. Robinson is not only their rushing leader, but also their receiving leader. And that's just not good. You're looking at covering basically one guy on the field for Jacksonville. Buffalo came out super strong against that impressive Miami offense this past week. I got to give it to Allen and Diggs for putting up 3 touchdowns amongst them two. Just looking sharp. I think Buffalo is now hitting the right track here. I believe Buffalo will carry on and they'll cover the 5.5 point spread against Jacksonville. The next game I got is Houston at Atlanta. Atlanta is favored by 1.5. I really don't know where that comes from. Atlanta's been, like I said there a second ago, Atlanta's kind of been showing their true colors the last couple of weeks. On top of that, for Houston, Stroud, rookie quarterback Stroud there, 6 TDs, 0 interceptions. We can't look past what he is doing, and he's just getting better week after week. I was saying about Atlanta, B.J. Robinson. He's both their leading receiver and leading rusher. And I don't think there's just enough power there on their offense for Houston to lose this game. I take Houston to cover. I take Houston to actually win that game outright. The fourth game I have is Carolina at Detroit. Carolina is ranked 31 overall in the league. They're struggling offense, a little bit struggling defense. They are 6 against the pass, but they're also 26 against the run on their defense. And let's be honest, Detroit's run game right now is on fire. Between Montgomery and Gibbs, I expect them to have a huge game against Carolina's defense, which will only pave the way to be opening up the pass game for Jared Goff and Amon-Ra St. Brown and Laporta. I expect Laporta to have a big game, just as he's been doing the last 4 weeks. Detroit favored by 9. I will take Detroit to cover the spread on that game. The fifth game I got is Philly versus the Rams. I want to give praise to the ex-Detroit Lion, Matthew Stafford. He has been playing some great football this year. He's been making some decent decisions. He's got a few interceptions, but that's just Matthew Stafford as a quarterback. You know what you're getting when you have him. He's going to throw a couple interceptions here and there. But Philly's offense has struggled a little bit here and there. You know, Philly favored by 4.5. I don't see them covering the spread. I'll take the Rams to cover the 4.5 point. That's it for me.
Thanks, buddy. First game I've got is Tennessee Titans versus Indianapolis Colts. The Colts are favored by 1.5. Both teams currently are 2-2. Titans swept the Colts last year and have won 5 straight. Jonathan Taylor might be back in the lineup this week, but I still think the Titans will win this game. So I'm taking the Titans at plus 1.5. Next game, I've got the New York Giants versus the Miami Dolphins. Dolphins are 3-1, and at the time of this podcast, the Giants are 1-2. They're playing right now. Dolphins are favored by 9.5 points. Dolphins are going to be pissed after what happened to them in Orchard Park there in Buffalo. Giants will be out on a short week after playing here on Monday night. I believe this high-flying Miami offense will absolutely dominate. So for that reason, I'm going to take the Dolphins by more than 9.5. Next game I've got is New Orleans versus New England. New England is favored by 1.5. I'm not exactly sure why, and I'm not saying that because Wade is a Patriots fan. New Orleans is 2-2, and the Patriots are 1-3. New England has actually won the last 5 out of the 7 meetings, but New England absolutely looked horrible against the Cowboys. And I know it was a bit of a bounce-back game for the Cowboys, but there wasn't ringing endorsements for QB Mac Jones, who's allegedly supposed to be a leader in that locker room by the sweater. So for that reason, I'm going to take New Orleans and the plus 1.5. The last game I've got is Cincy, the Bengals versus Arizona. Cincy's favored by 4 points. You know, Arizona's been well coached so far. You know, look at what they did against the Cowboys a couple weeks back. You know, they've hung around. They were supposed to be sort of the joke of the league, but they've actually been pretty decent. And, you know, on the other side of the coin, Cincinnati's been terrible, right? Cincinnati's got issues with their O-line. They can't they can't keep Burrow's upright. So for that reason, I'm going to take a bit of a shot because I have some room for error. It's because my record is what it is. And I'm going to take Arizona at +4.
All right. Thanks, Keith. On to me. My first game is the New York Jets at the Denver Broncos. This is a tough game to call. Broncos did get their first win against the Bears, but they were also down 28-7. That's never good, especially against a team as bad as the Bears currently are. The Jets performed well against the Chiefs, but honestly, Zach Wilson is a terrible quarterback. I'm a Pats fan, and Mac Jones is no screaming hell, but Zach Wilson is just bad. But he is going against the Broncos D, so that will help him this week. The Jets D, I think, is actually going to be the difference maker in this game. The Jets actually are a very strong defensive team. I think they'll handle Russell Wilson. And if the Jets can get their running game going, I think they will be able to stymie any sort of momentum the Broncos have coming off their first victory of the season. Therefore, I will pick the Jets +3. My next game up is the Chiefs at the Vikings. The Chiefs are favored by 6. This is an interesting game. KC looked out of sorts against a tough Jets D. I think the lack of a star wide receiver might be catching up with them. However, the running game has picked up the slack. Isaiah Pacheco has had a strong start to the season. So I think they're relying on the running game. It looks like teams are just basically focusing on Kelsey with no wide receiver for Mahomes to go to. The Vikings D, they haven't looked great, but the offense is continuing to score. Unfortunately, Kirk Cousins continues to throw inopportune INTs. The Vikings were able to overcome these mistakes last week, but if this happens against Mahomes and the Chiefs, I see things going very bad for the Vikes. But all that aside, I think with this being a home game for the Vikes, they'll keep it close. Therefore, I will pick the Vikes with the +6 points. My third game is the Cowboys at the 49ers. 49ers are favored by 3.5. This game is right up there with the anticipation level of last week's Bills-Dolphins game. The Cowboys' defense dismantled the Patriots' offense last week, and the offense fared pretty well against the Pats' strong D, although the Cowboys continue to struggle in the red zone. They just can't seem to score red zone touchdowns. The 49ers took a bit to get rolling against the Cardinals, but once they did, they clearly showed why they are often considered the most well-balanced team in the league. Their D is strong, their run game led by McCaffrey is elite, and the passing game is full of weapons, making it tough for any defense to counter. I just can't see the Cowboys being able to handle the weapons the 49ers can throw at them. With the Cowboys' struggles in the red zone and the strong defense of the 49ers, I'm picking the Niners to cover the 3.5 easily. My next game is the Baltimore Ravens at the Pittsburgh Steelers. Baltimore is favored by 4.5. Honestly, I think Baltimore could be favored by 10.5, and I would still pick the Ravens. Lamar Jackson is doing what Lamar does. He's running for TDs. He's throwing his couple TDs a game. Baltimore has their running game going, even with the loss of Dobbins. Justice Hill and Gus Edwards are picking up the slack in a tandem there. Pittsburgh, on the other hand, they just got throttled by C.J. Stroud and the Houston Texans. With Kenny Pickett possibly being out next week, means that Mitch Trubisky will be taking over. Never been a fan of Trubisky. He hasn't really done much in his career for being, I believe he was a third overall pick that the Bears actually traded up for. Anyways, I will pick Baltimore to cover 4.5 easily. Like I said, I'd pick them if it was at 10.5. My last game of the week is the Green Bay Packers at the Las Vegas Raiders. Packers are favored by 1. This is an interesting game as I expect the Cheeseheads to be out in full force in Vegas, which will basically nullify any home field advantage for the Raiders. The Pack are coming off a beatdown by their divisional rival Detroit Lions, while the Raiders are coming off a close loss to the Chargers. Honestly, both these teams are very however you want to say it, and I would be far from excited to watch these teams normally, but the fact that I will be at this game in person, I am super pumped to watch it. That being said, I feel like the Packers will squeak out a close win and cover the 1 point. And that's my 5 games for the week.
Well, that's it from us this week. Look for our new podcast around the middle of next week. And a big thanks to my partners here, Wade and Keith. And if you're interested in joining our office pool, information can be found at the Takeoffs and Touchdowns NFL Pick'em Pools Facebook page. It's still not too late to join, as proceeds are going to a great cause, and there are weekly prizes and office bragging rights.
With everything pool related, please play responsibly. We're in no way experts. Please don't take our picks to the bank.
If you're interested in joining the IMAW, you can contact us through www.imaw.ca. If you're interested in making a difference in someone's life, you can donate to the Guide Dogs of America. It's up on our Facebook page or through their website at www.guidedogsofamerica.org. The top right-hand corner of the website is where the donation tab is located.
Special shout-out to G. Smith for our music. Thanks for the download and thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of Takeoffs and Touchdowns Nation. We hope you enjoyed our podcast, and we hope you'll be back for week 6. Be kind and be safe. Turn me up. Big energy, got the crowd going nuts.